Blog Talk Radio.
It was very late at night. I was sitting outside on a rock. As Stan said, I showed him the rock when he came to my home. And I was just thinking, what did I do? I was crying so my family wouldn't see me. And all of a sudden, I saw a light coming towards me. When I saw the light, I thought it was a car. Because in Romania and in Italy, they always try to run me over with cars. So I thought, they found me here too.
Dar n-a fost mașină,
but it was not a car.
Că lumina m-a cucerit,
the light surrounded me.
Și din lumina m-a auzit aceeași voce,
and out of the light I heard the same voice.
Era același înger.
It was the same angel.
Dumitru, de ce ești tu disperat?
Dumitru, why are you so despaired?
De ce m-ai pedepsit așa de tare?
Why did you punish me so harshly?
Ce am făcut eu?
What did I do?
Ce nu m-ai lăsat pe mine în pușcărie?
Why couldn't you let me stay in prison?
Familia avea unde să stea.
But my family would have had a home.
Zic, eu n-am un implicat cap.
I don't have a bed to let my head down on.
De ce m-ai adus aici?
Why was I brought here?
Dumitru, te-am adus aici că țara asta va...
Dumitru, I brought you to this country because this country will burn.
De ce m-ai adus să mă ard aici și nu m-ai lăsat să mor în pușcărie în țara mea?
So why did you bring me here to burn? Why didn't you let me die in jail in my own country?
Dumitru, taci.
He said, Dumitru, be quiet.
Urcă-te lângă mine.
Get beside me.
Ce aparat a avut? Nu.
I don't know what the device was.
M-a tras lângă el.
But he pulled me beside him.
Mi-a arătat toată California.
And he showed me all of California. Do you see what I've shown you? This is the Sodom and Gomorrah.
Păcatul lor a ajuns înaintea lui Dumnezeu.
Their sins have reached God.
Și Dumnezeu a hotărât să-i pedepsească pentru.
And God has decided to punish them by fire.
M-a dus și mi-a arătat Las Vegas.
He came and showed me Las Vegas.
Aici e Sodoma și Gomorra.
This is a Sodom and Gomorrah.
Într-o zi va...
And one day it will burn.
Mi-a arătat New York.
He came and showed me New York.
Aici e New York.
This is New York.
Aici
this is a Sodom and Gomorrah. In one day it will burn. And then he showed me Florida. This is Florida. This is a Sodom and Gomorrah. And in one day it will burn.
You've been listening to the Wake Up America message with Dimitri Dudeman. For a copy of this very important message, please go to our website at handofhelp.com. Never before in the history of our country has our nation been in more jeopardy than now. Please order a copy of the video Wake Up America at the handofhelp.com website and get the warning out while we still have time. This is the Light of Truth radio broadcast with Michael Boldea.
All right. I hope everyone can hear me. I hope I am not speaking into the ether. And I hope I'm coming through. Gino is away. He left this morning, so he is not going to be doing the chat, at least not that I know of, unless he's holed up somewhere and doing the chat. So if he is doing the chat, then thank you, Gino. If he's not, then I guess you have to listen to me. And again, I am truly hoping that everyone can hear me and it's not just dead air. If any of you are my Facebook friends, just send me a message on Facebook and say, yes, we can hear you. So thank you for that. All right. Welcome,
hey, Michael,
to the Light of Truth.
We'll be doing the chat tonight, Mike, just to let you know.
What was that?
We will be doing the chat tonight, just to let you know.
Ah, okay. All right. So you are doing the chat. You're there. Okay.
Yep.
Good to know. All right. Well, see, Gino's there. So I said all of that for nothing. I didn't know. I just came on. I got on about 5 minutes ago. And guess what? Skype decided to update. So I was fretting because it had not finished updating until just a few seconds ago when we finally came on. So I didn't know if Gino was there or not. But I'm glad he is. So, tonight's radio broadcast, tonight's topic, tonight's program is going to be about the things that we are up against. Now, before we get into that topic, and what I mean by the things that we're up against, is I'm talking about the church. I'm talking about the true body of Christ. I'm talking about believers. I'm talking about the saints, the children of God. And if I'm coming off as a little nasally, it's because I'm fighting a cold. My throat is just raw. I've got a lot of backup. Mucus-wise, I know nobody wanted to hear that, but there it is. So I may cough a little bit during the program, but I came. I made the drive. I'm here in my office at Hand of Health, and I'm ready to do this. So hopefully, by the grace of God, we'll get through it. Now, before we get into the topic of this week, there was a question that someone sent to the Light of Truth email, and I want to answer this question because, as I've said in the previous programs, my desire and my hope is that this program is interactive, that I'm able to dialogue, that I'm able to get the topics that you want to hear out into the open, that I'm able to discuss the things that you feel on your heart need to be discussed vis-a-vis the body of Christ, vis-a-vis the faith, and everything else. Because if it would just be me doing what I want to do, if it would just be me picking the topics I want to pick, then I could just go guest on somebody else's program. I've got plenty of invitations, and I could be doing that every night. That said, the question is as follows. Dear Michael Boldea, which would be me, I attend a church which is called a Pentecostal. They believe in the oneness of God and do not accept the doctrine of the Trinity, three persons in the Godhead. Are they in error about this? They believe Jesus is the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Please help clarify this. Thank you, and God bless you. Short answer, yes, they are in error about this. The oneness doctrine has been around for some time. There are people who hold to the oneness doctrine with their teeth bared. And you know what? There is a reason that it's called the mystery of the Godhead. There is a reason that some things are difficult for us to perceive. But like with everything else, we want to peer beyond the veil and understand and perceive something that is beyond our comprehension. The best that those who believe in the oneness doctrine can come up with is the thing about the same individual putting on different hats. But when I put on a different hat, I don't believe myself to be someone else. Because I'm sure you've heard this analogy plenty of times. It's like me taking one hat and putting on another hat. How's that being one person and three at the same time? I don't get the hat analogy. But maybe I'm just dense. Look, Jesus said in the Word, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. Jesus said in the Word, Father, into your hands I commit my spirit. Jesus said, and I will pray the Father, and he will send you a comforter who will be with you and in you until the end of time. So either Jesus was speaking to someone other than himself, or he was delusional. There is no other way to see this. Comes to the gospel, be a literalist. You'll have a lot less headaches all around. If the Word of God says, Jesus said, Father, forgive them, then Jesus was speaking to someone other than himself, the Father in heaven. It says the Father turned his face. He could no longer bear to see his Son upon the cross. Come on, we have to be smarter than this. Because the time is here when the deception will seem so close to the real that only those that have discernment from God will be able to spot the difference. So I hope I've answered your question. I'm sorry if it's not what you wanted to hear, but I can't. I don't have the energy to try to treat every doctrine with kid gloves anymore. I don't. There's just too much happening in the world today. There's just too many things that are coming together for us to sit here for an entire hour and try to play nice. The Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Period. So I've been getting a lot of emails lately from people who want to know why I don't get into the tussle. For people who want to know why I don't grab my piece of the pie. From people who want to know why I don't throw my hat into the ring for the most watchful watchman ever. And the answer is because I'm not myopic. The answer is because it's not about me. The answer is because my calling is to the body of Christ, to preach the words of Christ, and call people to repentance, salvation, and sanctification through Christ. We can no longer afford to be myopic about the things that we have to deal with as believers. Because the enemy is very clear in his purpose. The enemy has no qualms about what his desire is vis-a-vis the children of God. And so tonight we will be discussing the things that we are up against as believers, because it's important to realize the immensity of the battle that is before us. It's important to realize that this is not going to be a walk in the park. It's important to realize that every single one of us will get dinged up a little bit, and some of us a lot. We will have bruises, we will have wounds, we will have scars. Our armor will not be pristine. Swords will not be sheathed at the end of this. Battle is here. It is war. And if we don't acknowledge the plans that the enemy has against the children of God, if we don't acknowledge the fact that we have an enemy even, then we will not prepare. We will sit by like so many others and twiddle our thumbs and look at the sky and watch the pretty birds and wait for the big shiny bus to come take us to heaven. And with each passing day that the bus doesn't show up, we get a little antsier. We start checking our watch. We see the darkness approaching steadily. We see that the darkness has not retreated in a very long time. And it's getting ever closer. And rather than have that epiphany, rather than wake up and realize what's happening and put on the whole armor of God and get ready for battle, the church is checking its watch and tapping its feet and sighing audibly because Jesus is late. Because Jesus should have been here by now. And why do they believe this so? Because they lent their ear to deception. They did not go to the Word of God to see what it said about the end times, to see what it said about the church's position in the end times, to see what it said if we're going to be here during the end times. They opened their hearts and minds and ears to those who said, "Fret not, dear brethren, fret not. Thouest are precious," because you have to do it in the King James, don't you? "Thouest are precious. Thouest shall not endure. Thouest shall not suffer." But what about the things that Jesus said about the thing about enduring to the end? What about that? Oh, don't worry about that. He changed his mind. So instead of doing what we're supposed to be doing as believers, which is preparing for battle, we're just growing more and more despondent because we're still here. So I've broken this down into three categories, just so we can get a little picture, a snapshot, if you will, of what we're facing. We're facing attacks from without. We're facing attacks from within. And the most insidious, perhaps, of all, is that nothing is off limits to the devil, so now he's going after our children. If you follow, or even if you don't follow, the mentality of men who are outside the law, I'm sure you've heard this before. They say women and children are off limits. That's not the case with the devil. So now the enemy's focus has become our children. And I've picked a few articles that I'm going to go through a little bit. And these are not articles from 10, 20, 30 years ago. These are fresh. These are within the last week or so. To sort of highlight just what it is the enemy is attempting to do and just how far he's gotten in his plans. Whether we want to admit it or not, the godless are chipping away at the foundation of truth. Whether we want to admit it or not, there's an all-out war against the children of God, God himself, the name of God, and everything associated with them. Apparently, all of a sudden, there are more atheists in the world than we ever thought possible, and they're in an all-out war against God. And strangely enough, they're in a war against a God they claim they do not believe exists. Seriously, though, I don't believe unicorns exist. You don't see me protesting anyone trying to ban the mention of unicorns anywhere, do you? There is something more vicious and callous and nefarious going on here than just not believing in the existence of God. It's not that they don't believe. I think some atheists believe more than Christians do, because they're so fearful of the possibility of the existence of the one true God that they want to do away with every mention of him because it stirs them to fear. And the strange bedfellows that hatred makes, still an amazing thing to behold. People that otherwise would never associate come together under the banner of hatred when it comes to Christians. The Christian today is marginalized, he's ostracized, he's demonized. He's called so many hateful things in the name of tolerance that he goes home and looks in the mirror to make sure that he isn't everything that obese lesbian with the shaved head was screaming at him as he was quietly holding up his sign, you know, babies in the womb are human beings too. Seriously. We let the world affect us to the point that I'm getting emails from people. Maybe they're right. Maybe we are intolerant by just being there and saying babies are alive. Really? If you, a child of God, cannot defend the innocent and the defenseless and the helpless, the most helpless and defenseless of all, then who will? If you, a child of God, cannot stand up for a fundamental truth, is murder pure and simple, then who will? I read this week, and I don't know if you've read this, but it bears talking about, because it goes to show just how perverted the mind of man has become. The two individuals who filmed the undercover videos about Planned Parenthood taking babies and selling off parts as though they were at KFC are getting indicted in Texas. That's right, in Texas. That place where everything's big and God still lives. Nuh-uh. In Texas. They're getting indicted while the butchers at Planned Parenthood getting off scot-free, getting your tax money, and everybody's happy. Keep on killing on. We can't stop the murder machine now, can we? This is how despicable, this is how depraved society has become. This is what you're up against. People justifying murder. And not only murder, but the dissection and selling of the body parts of a complete fetus, baby. This is what you're up against. People justifying the killing of a child if it's born alive in an attempted abortion. There is no moral high ground here. Any of us that still beats our chest saying, we're American, we're the heart of God, we're the example for the world. Well, we are the example for the world, but not in anything positive. Not in anything godly. Not in anything righteous or holy or pure. We are the example of the world, but in every negative thing that you can imagine. So let's you know, rein back the self-righteousness of being Americans. Because there is no righteousness here. It's putrid and decayed. It's a stench in the nostrils of God. And God is looking down, wondering where his children are. Why is it so dark when my children should be light? Why is it so putrid when my children should be salt? Why does deception rule the day when my children should be preaching truth? We need to realize not only what we're up against, but that we have consistently failed in our duty and mission towards God. It seems as though every time we do one of these programs, even if my intent is to keep it a little lighthearted, it gets real serious real quick. And it's not because it's something I planned, and it's not because it's something I want. It happens because this is where God leads me every time, and it's because it needs to be said. Even if only a handful of people hear these words, and three-quarters of those never listen to me again because what I said hit too close to home, it still needs to be said. The devil is marching on, and the children of God are cowering in fear. And the battle hasn't even begun. The children of God are actually cowering in fear because of the potential of battle, not because of the battle itself. Can you imagine that? I ran across this article, and I'm no fan of the GOP. The article, the title caught my eyes as, "Will Atheists Attempt to Disrupt GOP Debate?" And so I decided to give it a read, because why not? And it says, a group called United Coalition of Reason announced that it was planning to protest the presidential debate. And they released a press release titled "Godless Expression of Free Speech from Atheist Voters at Final GOP Debate." And in a nutshell, the point of their demonstration is that they represent the fastest growing minority in America, and they are ignored by the candidates. And then it goes on to keep rehashing this nonsense that is not true about separation between religion and government, and that it remains firmly in place. For people who say they do not believe in God, they sure spend a lot of time hating him. And the thing that struck me about this article is the fact that, admittedly, they are the fastest growing minority in America. What does that say about us as believers? Why aren't Christians the fastest growing minority in America? Why are atheists? Is it possible that it's because they're doing a better job of preaching their message than believers are doing preaching theirs? Can you imagine that? The godless putting more effort into convincing people that God does not exist then believers put in the effort to call people to repentance. We are a lethargic generation. We are an indifferent generation. We are a lukewarm generation. And I'm not talking about the world. We need to understand that just because we ignore the problem, it's not going to go away. Just because we ignore the advances of the devil, we turn a blind eye, we think that the walls will hold, that he won't come in. He's already in. The devil's already in because the other issue we face as believers are attacks from within. See, a lot of people are busy looking outward, outside the church, not realizing that the devil has crept into the church, not realizing that deception has reached a fevered itch, not realizing that men who are willing to compromise themselves, men who are willing to lie, men who are willing to deceive, are growing in popularity and garnering a greater and greater audience for themselves. And these self-same individuals, oddly enough, are promoted by the world. The reservation you are in regards to your doctrine, the more readily the world will embrace you. This is the reality that we're living. And so men calling themselves pastors are not only doing a disservice to the house of God, they're outright injecting heresy into the hearts of believers and causing the little ones to stumble. This is serious. We can keep calling ourselves watchmen till we're blue in the face, but if we're watchmen, then we failed in our mission to watch. Because a watchman isn't only supposed to watch, he's supposed to warn when he sees the danger approaching. But we fell asleep in our post. It got comfy. We decided a little nap couldn't hurt. And the nap turned into a long slumber. And then we woke up and realized we were a little hungry. So we went and had a nice meal. Came back, took another nap. And on it went. And the enemy saw his chance. Because see, the enemy is watching your watchfulness. And the instant you cease to be watchful, the enemy will exploit the situation to his benefit 100% of the time. This is why we are told in the Word of God to be ever vigilant, to be ever watchful. Because the enemy is watching for our moment of weakness. The enemy is watching for that instant where we stop being watchful, where we get a little tired, where our eyes close and we let them stay closed. And that's when he exploits. That's when he comes in. And the third thing that we're up against, and it's one that I want to focus on a little more tonight, is the attack against our children. See, the enemy realized that if you capture the heart of the young, you've captured the next generation. The enemy has realized that some of us older folk are set in our ways, but if he can get to our children, he's willing to wait it out. And I ran across this article that kind of gave me the chills. Because my daughter is going to be 2 in June. And 2 is going to turn into 4, and 4 is going to turn into 8. And in less time than I know, if the Lord tarries and the world doesn't blow itself up, I'm going to have a teenager on my hands. And since I don't teach self-help and I don't teach self-empowerment or self-improvement, I'm probably not going to be able to send my daughter to a private school. So the public school system it is. And I don't even dare to contemplate what she'll be up against 10, 12 years from now. This article is from thefreebeacon.com. And the title of the article is as follows: Public School System Sued for Pushing Islamic Propaganda. I'm going to read that title again because it gave me the chills. Public School System Sued for Pushing Islamic Propaganda. So not only did we push the one true God out, not only did we prohibit people from mentioning Jesus, from having a Bible, from praying, because, well, that's against the law. Separation of church and state. Not only did we push God out, we've replaced him with what? Islamic propaganda. Remember when I told you that hatred makes strange bedfellows? Not because they want to teach Islamic propaganda. It's because they don't want to teach Christianity. They hate the God of the Bible so much that they're willing to teach anything else detrimental to Christianity. You do not understand the hatred that the godless have for Christians. But you will. And if you're not ready to face the brunt of it, if you're not willing to stand for the truth, you'll be just another weak, mealy-mouthed Christian who tries to be an apologist for those who stand up for the truth of God's word. So this is how the article begins. Public school system, and by the way, I told you, these articles, not old. This is from January 28th at 3:21 p.m., the year of our Lord, 2016. And today is, by golly, January 28th, the year of our Lord, 2016. A public school system in Maryland is being sued for promoting Islam over the other religion. The lawsuit was filed in federal court Wednesday on behalf of a former Marine and his wife who fought back at their daughter's high school for forcing students to complete assignments that endorsed Islam. Now, we did a program about the beautiful and peaceful religion of Islam a little while back. We read out of the Quran and discussed conducive to tolerance, beheading people and cutting off their fingertips is. But here is a public school who decided to force students to complete assignments that endorsed Islam. The Thomas More Law Center filed the civil rights complaint in the U.S. District Court for the District of Maryland, accusing leaders at the Charles County Public Schools of violating the plaintiff's constitutional rights. John Kevin Wood, who served 8 years in the Marine Corps, and his wife Melissa objected when they discovered that their daughter's world history class at La Plata High School was circulating assignments that amounted to Islamic propaganda. And I want to stop here for a second and say this. If you have children that attend school, whether elementary school, junior high, or high school, be vigilant as to what they are taught. Be vigilant as to what they are told. Be vigilant as to who is teaching them, because your children are being indoctrinated. Look, I share this story often because it's part of my life. I grew up in a communist country. The first 9 years of my life, I was in Romania, and I went to school there. And it was me and another kid who had Christian parents that would always be taken out of class. And we'd be told repeatedly and in various ways that there is no God. That my parents were fools and knuckle draggers, that they didn't understand the beauty of communism and everything that it offered those who obeyed. And every single day, in and out, in and out, this is what we were told. There is no God, your parents are morons. There is no God, your parents are morons. This is why when I heard Al Gore say, oh, you're smarter than your parents are idiots. I'm like, really? Propaganda much? But I'd come home every single day, and for another 4 hours, my grandpa would sit me down and tell me that there was a God. He'd read the Bible to me. We'd pray together. And this is how I staved off with my parents and grandparents off. This is how I staved off indoctrination. Be vigilant as to what children are learning. And if it's not world history but Islamic propaganda, make a state. Say something. It's your children. It's your daughter. It's your son. And the worst kind of feeling in the world is for them to come home 3, 4, 5 years later and start going on and on about there is no God or zombie Jesus or some other nonsense. Because I've heard this. I have friends who have teenagers who've gone through this horrible, horrible thing. And the only thing that I pray is, Lord, either don't let this happen or take me home before it does, because I don't think I can stand it. The devil has your children in his sights, and he is doing everything he can to indoctrinate them and twist their hearts and turn their hearts from the truth. So this is why this Marine and his wife filed the lawsuit. Their daughter and her fellow students were instructed to write out the Islamic creed, Shahada, which says there is no God but Allah, and Muhammad is the messenger of Allah. When recited by non-Muslims, the creed amounts to conversion to Islam. So, just listen to this. I'm going to repeat that because it bears repeating. These are kids in high school who are supposed to be learning world history, actually doing, even if it's not knowingly, is converting to Islam. Because when recited by a non-Muslim, the creed amounts to conversion to Islam. Students were also required to memorize and recite the five pillars of Islam, and were subjected to disparaging teachings about Christianity. You don't say. That comes as a shock to me. Wow. Praising Islam while disparaging Christianity. I didn't see that coming. That's a twist. Huh. There have been so many that have spent so many years warning everyone that they could that this was happening, this was coming, that they were going after your children, that the enemy had planned attacks from within and from without the church to decimate us. And the one answer that you would hear over and over and over again, that's okay, we're not going to be here. Well, here we are. Knock, knock, here we are, still here. Your kids are being indoctrinated. They're unknowingly converting to Islam. Knock, knock, still here. Maybe it's time we woke up and actually did something for a change, huh? Maybe it's time we stopped waiting for the bus and actually got a little skin in the game. Maybe it's time to unpack our bags and be about our Father's business day in and day out, and not so focused on when he's returning, but knowing that he's returning, work every day to the best of our ability. These are the times that we're living in. These are the things that we face as believers today. The article continues and it says, most Muslims' faith is stronger than the average Christian. One worksheet read. Huh. There you go. The class also spent one day covering Christianity, while teachers devoted 2 weeks to instructing about Islam. What was that about a Christian nation? And because we're a Christian nation, God will spare us. And some other people may be enduring torture and death, but we're America. And as Americans, we get special priority. We get to go to heaven without suffering. What was that? The class spent one day covering Christianity, while teachers devoted 2 weeks to instructing about Islam. Upon learning of the lessons prioritizing Islam, Wood, who is Christian, contacted the school and demanded alternative assignments for his daughter. The school refused to allow his daughter to opt out of the assignments and threatened her with failing grades if they were not completed. We are the land of the free and the home of the brave. Yes, free. We are free. An illusion that freedom is. The school refused to allow his daughter to opt out of the assignments and threatened her with failing grades if they were not completed. She elected not to complete the worksheets. The complaint filed Wednesday charges that the school discriminated against Woods' daughter by removing her from the academic environment of her world history class, relegating her to the student library, and issuing her failing grades on assignments because she refused to deny and insult her Christian beliefs. This requires no commentary. What more can I say? Are you awake yet? Or are you still tapping your foot and looking at your watch? This is happening. And I guarantee you that this lawsuit isn't going to go anywhere. Because the entire system is corrupt and putrid and decayed. We're indicting people who exposed the selling of human babies while giving billions of dollars to the monsters who chop up babies and send them off as soon as the PayPal payment comes through. Moral compass, shining light on a hill. Hill of beans. We need to wake up to what we've become and not keep thinking about what we used to be. And if we wake up to the reality of what we've become, there is no other option but sackcloth and ash and weeping and mourning. Because we've allowed it to happen. The church has allowed this to happen. Because the devil came by with a silver platter full of baubles. And we all reached out and had our fill. Jesus, give me my McMansion. Jesus, give me. Jesus, give me. And this is the litany. This is the cry. Jesus, give me. What more can I say? What more could I possibly say to wake anybody up if the surrounding environment isn't doing it for you? Everything that you see happening in this nation, you've still failed to put on your armor and cement your faith in Christ. What more could I possibly say to wake you up to the reality of the times that we're living in? I was 7 years old. I was taken out of my class to a room with another student whom I knew from church. And I was barraged by the principal of the school and told how foolish my parents were for believing in God and that there was no God. 30-some-odd years later, a high school student is relegated to the library. She was issued failing grades because she refused to deny and insult Jesus. This is the reality that we're living. January 28, 2016. The lawsuit was filed against the Charles County Public Schools, the Board of Education, and the principal and vice principal of La Plata High School. It seeks a declaration from the defendants that they violated the plaintiff's constitutional rights, in addition to a temporary and permanent injunction barring them from promoting Islam over other religions and from banning wood from school grounds. In announcing the complaint, the president and chief counsel of the Thomas More Law Center warned that schools across the nation are forcing such Islamic indoctrination. So please open your ears and listen, because I'm about to repeat that. The president and chief counsel of the Thomas More Law Center warned that schools across the nation are forcing such Islamic indoctrination. Parents must be ever vigilant to the Islamic indoctrination of their children, under the guise of teaching history and multiculturalism. This is happening in public schools across the country, and they must take action to stop it, Richard Thompson, the law firm's president, said in a statement. The godless are counting on your indifference. I'm going to say that again. The godless are counting on your indifference. They're counting that you're too tired, too busy, too focused on the bills, actually take the time and see what your child is being taught. Prove them wrong. Prove them wrong. Make it a priority every single day to speak to your child and ask them, what'd you learn? What are they teaching you? Are they teaching you that 2 plus 2 equals 4? Or are they teaching you that 2 plus 2 equals plus 1 equals welfare for the rest of your life? What are they teaching you? Are they teaching you that Islam is a religion of peace? Are they teaching you that it's superior to Christianity? Are they teaching you that your parents are fools because they believe in Jesus? Be proactive. Do your utmost to be an example for your children. Take every opportunity, Jesus, into their lives. Take every opportunity to pray for them and with them. Because the devil's purpose is no longer hidden. The devil's purpose is no longer masked. The devil's purpose is no longer veiled. The devil wants to destroy the children of God. And as I'm reading this article, another thing popped up which denotes peacefulness and all good things attached to the religion of peace. Armed man with a Quran arrested at Disneyland Paris. He was just trying to preach peace anyway. So these are the things that we face. Attacks from without. attacks from within, and attacks against those that ought to be off limits, our children. See, even the mafia has an honor code, but the devil doesn't. The devil will hit you where it hurts most every single time if he catches you off guard. So the one thing that you can do is to never be off guard. Be watchful. Be vigilant. Because the enemy's desire is nothing less than your destruction, your children's destruction, your spouse's destruction. Because the enemy detests God's creation. And nothing pleases him more than seeing the children of God wallow in the muck and mire. We don't have time for backbiting and tussling and trying to get in front of the spotlight as believers. We have more important things to do. And if you think you have time to try to get a little attention for yourself or try to make a name for yourself, then I beseech you to search your heart and see if it's God that's leading you in this manner or if it's the God of this world. Thank you all for listening. We're still trying to figure out how to take phone calls or interact with you verbally. And when we do, I will encourage call-ins. But for now, thank you again for listening. May God bless you. And if Gino, if you want to say anything, this would be your time since we're quickly running out of time.
Amen. We want to thank everyone for listening to the Hand to Help broadcast tonight. This show is being recorded, so you'll be able to go on the Blog Talk site and pick up the show at a later date. Also, we do have a YouTube channel. If you type in Light of Truth Radio Show on the YouTube search browser, you'll be able to pick up the last four shows that we've done. Please tell your friends to tune in every Thursday, Central Time, 6 o'clock to 7 o'clock p.m. Our website, handofhelp.com, and our email, handofhelpoffice@aol.com or lightoftruth@handofhelp.com. Thank you for listening to today's broadcast, The Light of Truth, with Michael Baldea. If you would like to order a copy of today's broadcast, please visit our website at handofhelp.com. If you have questions about our ministry, you can email us at handofhelpoffice@aol.com or simply call us at 920-206-9910. God bless you.